Well, welcome to this talk. Now, I'm just working through some of the material from this conference from last week, the International COVID Summit, the third one from the European Parliament. Now, this brought together members of the European Parliament and some leading scientists from around the world, and I've got a few things I want to share with you. But the first one is really very brief because it's something that we've been talking about lately. And this is Dr. Byron Brindle, from senior doctor from Canada, talking about the risk of firing physicians and scientists and finding physicians and scientists, and talking about the importance of primary data, which, of course, we try and go back to all the time on this channel. Who defines truth? What is truth? Let's just listen to that clip now.
To give us a start on the conference yesterday, please, and we'll conclude with that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, my name is Dr. Byron Brindle. I'm a viral immunologist at a university in Canada. And first, I just want to address the question that was just asked. So from a scientific perspective, what I can tell you is after this conference, from my experience of the past 2 years, inevitably, everybody who spoke yesterday will be accused of having disseminated misinformation. I wanted to point out that what I saw yesterday was an awful lot of primary data presented. And when people are accusing us of disseminating misinformation, they never address the primary data that we have presented, nor do they provide primary data to demonstrate that what we have said is incorrect. So in terms of the future, when it comes to science, misinformation is something that we have to be very concerned about. And we need the press to help scientists around the world and physicians around the world in this area, because if you aren't aware, there's talks in pretty much every country around the world about the potential to criminalize misinformation, fine scientists and physicians, fire scientists and physicians if they provide misinformation. This has to be of concern to the media, because you have to start asking yourselves, if that's the case, who are going to be the arbiters of truth if it's not going to be scientists who provide primary data? So that's a key thing you have to watch out for. The other thing is if you are not aware, the mRNA vaccines that were rolled out over the past couple of years, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The same companies are developing mRNA vaccines for other diseases. And you might not be aware, there is an enormous number of mRNA vaccines being developed for veterinary use. And that in of itself is also a concern, a potential concern to human health. So for example, we know that the mRNA vaccines can get into human breast milk. And therefore we have infants who are consuming undefined doses of these mRNA vaccines. These were never approved for that route of administration, nor to be administered to infants. And yet we now know that is happening. And if it could get into human breast milk, who's to say that they couldn't get into the milk, meat, and eggs that we consume? So I'm telling you, based on what I saw yesterday, there needs to be an immediate moratorium on mRNA vaccine technology until the very many legitimate scientific questions that have come up about this technology over the last 2 years can be definitively answered. And I'd just like to end with this. The thing I most appreciated about my experience yesterday was the fact that these MEPs here, these are heroes to me, and you should not only be proud of them here in Europe, but these are political leaders around the world, I can tell you. So the country that I come from does not allow open discussion about the science underpinning COVID-19. But what was allowed yesterday was uncensored, open, and honest discussion of the hard, objective data underpinning COVID-19 policies. And I would like to thank these MEPs for allowing us to do that.
Thank you.
Well, I think that really speaks for itself. If people are controlling truth, then really it's... if we don't have science, if we can't talk about science, if we can't openly debate science, as is not possible at the moment in Canada, then where are we? Who is the arbiter of truth? Does it become political opinion? It really is quite frightening. It was expected that Newspeak would finally supersede old speak, or standard English, as we should call it, by about the year 2050. That's from a book called 1984. Will old speak be completely replaced by 2050? Well, the way we're going, it could be quite a lot before that. Let's take this warning seriously. Now, more detail on that. I'm just working on a summary press conference at the moment, so more to come, and I'm going to share what I can with you on this. And it's just a disgrace that mainstream media has not picked this up. But thank you for watching.